plastic.
Yeah, man, what you see is what you get. That means it's live from Solidarity Realty Studio, part of the Civic Media Network. Welcome to Outside the Pizza Box. You're tuned in to 92.7 FM, 1580 AM, Mad Radio, right here in Madison. And I am Pizza Box Mike. I've got Aaron running the show because he's got some intelligence, which is cool because I'm going to be talking about like artificial intelligence to zero intelligence, which to me, they're the same at this point. I mean, didn't one lead to the other? I don't know where to get started. I mean, okay, let's just talk about human behavior because I'm a product of the, I was born in 1961. Oh, by the way, turn it upside down and it's still 1961. One of the coolest things.
I didn't think of that, but yeah, you're right.
No, yeah, most people wouldn't because I didn't think of it either. Somebody else told me. But when you write it on a pizza box and say, I'm from 1961, and then you turn it upside down and it says the same thing. Oh, it's kind of a mind blower. So all you 1961ers, well, welcome to the show. And by the way, you can call in here. Studio line is 844-967-2789. Feeling a little froggy and kind of sad too, but I'll get to that later because I'm watching people now compared to what it was like when I was younger and even when I was just a kid, because even the kids are walking around with the device, man, that artificial intelligent phone that everybody has to, that they're glued to it. I mean, it doesn't matter if you're driving and they're walking, or you're walking and they're driving, everybody's looking at their device. And it drives me nuts. Now, it's not to say that I haven't been guilty of that myself, but I had to like pull away from it. It's kind of like I'm living in one of those sci-fis where, like the movie They Live, where, you know, I put on these sunglasses and all of a sudden it's like, whoa, I can't believe that the subliminal messaging. And that's what's going on today. Well, here's something that really got me. I'm thinking about how, all right, when we were like teenagers, we used to love to drive to Madison to get to the McDonald's because we didn't have any McDonald's back then in these small towns and stuff. We're talking the 70s now, right? And by the way, the one that we really, really liked here in Madison is now like a little post office down on the corner of Lake Street. But the ramp there is now going to be turned into housing too, I heard. I'm sure it's expensive housing. Just recently I heard that the Lake Street ramp is going to be. Oh, and the whoever was buying it came in at way under the bid. Well, that's usually, that's kind of like a right to work thing and wage laws and stuff like that because bidding. Because people come from out of state and they do lower bids and they do lesser of a job. We saw that with the highways under Scott Walker in Milwaukee, which I think would be intentional anyway, because he's a racist bastard and everybody should know that by now, even though he hides behind religion. See what I mean? It's like artificial intelligence, zero intelligence, all feeding on each other. With Scott Walker, it's like, I don't know, it's like fake intelligence. And a lot of these legislators. But I'm watching this online shopping stuff going on, and it really gets me when I get to the place where I'm going to go. You know, I'm still healthy, sort of. I can still walk, whatever. I can push a cart. I'm going to go in and do my shopping. And I know some of you friends that are listening or watching online tonight, you do your shopping this way. I get it. Busy lifestyle and everything. But like, no, man, because when I get there, You see where you got to park? Because these are all for people that pre-ordered. There's maybe one or two cars for like 20 stalls, right? But inevitably, if you pull in there, it's going to be like, you took one of those stalls, man. So you have to park the furthest away. And then you get in there, and you got somebody that's doing all the shopping for everybody, and they got one of those big carts. And they're pushing and moving around, and they're not friendly about it. And you're like, you just need that one little can there, you know, to finish making those lemon bars that my friends all love. No, man, that's rude. Why should I be the one? I'm the one who's not wasting everybody's time. I'm doing it myself. But going back to the McDonald's and everything, and then, you know, 50 years later, whatever, 40 years later, and you can have your McDonald's or your Taco Bell or any of these fast food, junk food delivered to your house. DoorDash, whatever you're using. No, I do that myself. I deliver the goods to people. But it's high quality, and you're going to pay for it, okay? The reason why you can go buy so much at Arby's is because they got the dead meats, man. You know, they're getting the cow that's, you know, tipped over in the field. Yeah, it's still fresh. We can get some out of that. Yeah, but it's old. That's all right. We got ways of making it taste good. We'll put extra cheese sauce on this month or throw some horsey sauce in it. The world is getting dumber, man. It's getting dumber and dumber and dumber. And I ask other people, you know, I'm like, this lady's bringing her stuff out to us. Got to walk all the way across the parking lot with her cart. Older woman, too. And I'm like, man, you ever notice how we got to go all the way across the parking lot? We're not the lazy ones. It's just, yeah, you know, I think we're ready to start a revolution on this stuff. 844-967-2789. If you got to complain about what's going on in the world. And then I'm like, it's cool. I get to move into my place and the people I bought it from. Yeah, but, you know, they just went through and cut down a whole bunch of trees through the park. And I'm like, what? And then I run into another guy at the laundromat and he's going, yeah, they were cutting trees down on the other side of the state park now. And I'm like, this is. And then when they tell you it's for like, well, yeah, it's, you know, power lines or this or that. It's for artificial intelligence, right? And we're trying to create space. We got to stop destroying undeveloped land that we have left. You know what? I was telling Aaron, I think it's already too late. What do you think? I mean, it doesn't mean that you should just say, oh, the hell with it, like the billionaires are doing.
Right. We can still do something to make the most of what we have left as opposed to just saying, well, we're already screwed and flush the rest of it down the toilet.
Yeah, you can start by listening to the radio and laughing along with all the horrible things that I'm going to point out tonight. You know, the extinction, right? To me, if they go through with this artificial intelligence, it's basically the nail in the coffin of extinction. Somebody will do something, and when the machines, what could go wrong? Skynet, right? I mean, Terminator 1, 2, 3, the series. How many times do we have to see this replayed to understand that that's not a good idea, that this might not work out very well? But it all starts with, so the reports come out this week for education. Oh, wow. Turns out that public education performed at a much higher level than the choice schools, which have always been there, right? But first of all, it's choice schools, but it's private for profit. Religious propaganda, and they don't care about math but they scored poorly in the English and language skills and math. Forget about history. The only history they're concerned with is my faith to Lord Jesus. And well, you know, Jesus has faith that some of you people might use your brain, but he was wrong. Okay. If that's what he thought, or maybe he knew this was going to happen, right? Either way, that's all I got no faith in man anymore. It's driving me nuts. People are making bad choice after bad choice. So, we've had these discussions before about, you know, public education versus private education. And what the, you know, the Walker administration Republicans said. But this is what the fascist regime does is first you got to attack education and you get dumb people down. You got to go after librarians. They're getting rid of books left and right that are like classics. Mind you, I didn't read them because I always wait for the movie. I don't have the patience to sit down. And then when I did read a book every now and then, I found out that I'd get glued to it. You know, I don't want to be like the rest of the people. And then like the next day you're tired because you read the whole book. That's, man, get it down to 2 hours, watch the movie, and you can still go outside and play later and do a book report on it. But where are we going? So the public education students were, the increase in funding was $100 and some or something like that this year, a couple $100, I think. But the increase in funding for, and these are tax dollars, for the choice schools was $2,000 and something per student to watch them perform at, I mean, like far lower levels, like, man, like, you know, double digit kind of stuff.
They have no standards.
No, they don't. And they and they argued that point when they established this, defunding public education. And my friends were right. You know, it's frustrating. All these communities are going through, right? And they're having referendums because, hey, man, if you don't, I mean, now there's, you know, different communities where they're having referendum on, hey, man, can we exceed the property tax thing? Because there's no way to pay for the school otherwise. And I will argue that, you know, having parents that were public school educators, man, and man, I saw how important it was to them for everybody to have that opportunity to learn, right? They didn't play favorites in that. Oh, they had their favorites, usually people that might have what people called a learning disability, something like that, but they recognize that this is a special student that I can work with. But if you think education, the cost for education is expensive, just look at what's happening when you don't get an education. We're getting dumber, man, but we're not, because you guys are going to stay tuned. We got more artificial intelligence when we get back. Called Ed Schultz, man, said you got to come to Madison. People don't know. They don't know the history behind Outside the Pizza Box and what level I've operated from, which is the ground level, man, the people's level, and continue to. Boy, the attack on the environment, though, really, water, trees, the soil that we have left that isn't already leached to the point where you have to, like, eat three times the amount of fruit or vegetables that you would have had to eaten to get the same amount of nutrients back when I was a kid. You could have, like, you know, two slices of tomato and then, but now you got to eat like a whole tomato just to get the same amount of nutrients. I'm not kidding. And the supplements, you can't, no, man, you just can't replace the real deal. And that's why the small farms and, well, right now, any of the farmers markets, that's where you should be getting your food if you can afford it. I know that they even have like food share where you can you get like twice the amount of dollars for your food share money. It's pretty cool. And not that I have much food share anymore. Because, yeah, you just make too much money in this country when you get your SSDI and work a part-time job. Oh, that's another thing that's, you know, really, really artificial intelligence in this country is, you know, you can't make over a certain amount or you'll lose your health care or anything. But when you get to retirement age, you can not only collect your Social Security, you can work as many hours as you want without any penalty. Because at 67, that's what everybody's looking forward to. Working the hardest and the most that they ever did the rest of their life, their golden years, because you're going to make all kinds of big money now. That's what they meant by golden years? Hey, wow, we got Joanne on the phone. Let me, you'll have to get it for me, Aaron. I don't have the right setup here. You got her? How you doing? Joanne, nice to hear from you.
Great. Wonderful show. I'm wondering if this control that these machines have over us is also control over our dreams. Now, I don't want to get to conspiracy theory on you, but I've been hearing some people talking about dreams about Trump, our former president, and he's been occasionally occurring in my dreams, and I'm just wondering if you could control people's dreams. I mean, with all these images we see of Donald Trump, you can't turn on the television. I mean, any station, almost any program, and it's only going to get worse. I mean, the next year is going to be hell for us with all the political advertising and all that. And I'm wondering if there's something in there that's making people lose their sensibilities. I watched a couple of minutes of Fox News town hall, and people asked, what individual are you going to be voting for? And, oh, Trump. And they look like they were in a daze. They look like they were machines. And I'm just wondering if it's in our dreams, if it's there's some level that they can that folks can reach who really know what they're doing with the AI and all that, with the artificial intelligence, so that we're compliant, so we accept all this stuff. I mean, you don't, because you're brainy and an activist and all that, but there's a lot of compliant people out there who are just saying, well, it's Trump, let it be.
Yeah, those are the ones where I say they're too stupid to know they're stupid. But, you know, you're right. Yeah, and you are very insightful. I might add, Joanne, that you know, my closing song, Dreams, it was based on, you know, they've been replaced by artificial intelligence. And not only that, okay, pollution plays a huge factor in diminished capacity to think. We've got, our IQs are going down. You know that, right? So you add pollution.
Oh, that's definite. Yeah.
Yeah, add pollution, add stress, add that, you know, that we don't have the same healthy food that we used to have or the, you know, because I'm watching things on cats and they're talking about, well, the cat's happy, they're going to live longer. You think? They think that might work for humans, too?
I'd like to find out what you're eating, because you're an activist and you're involved in all that, and it's not like the other people I'm running into who are just blasé about where we're headed. I mean, we should be scared, and we should be motivated, and we should do as much as we can to get some activity going. So thank you so much for this amazing show.
Hey, I agree with what you're saying there, and thank you for listening, because, you know, then I wouldn't want to do this if I didn't think anybody was listening. Should have more people calling, 844-967-2789. I think this has already been decided, is what I was telling Aaron earlier, is that, you know, I don't know that we could stop any of this from happening, but it doesn't mean we shouldn't try. And if there were more of us, you know, as individuals decided, you know, I'm just going to keep trying. And all of a sudden we cross paths like we have before to try and make a difference. But, you know, I don't see it, because when I'm watching people, I can watch them looking out the window tonight. They're oblivious to anything except what they're doing right in this little circle that they're in. So much so that they're walking out in front of traffic and during the light, you know, and this is not one to be walking through. They usually run back because cars are whipping through here, you know, 25, 30 miles an hour coming around a bend. No, when the light says don't walk, take my advice. Don't walk. I'm every year the fatalities go up with pedestrians, bikes, people. Oh, I saw somebody, you know, the motorcycles in Wisconsin. The fatalities are way up this year. And they're like, one guy was going like, what, 140 or 150 miles an hour on his motorcycle? In anything. A rocket, for crying out loud. That's part of the problem. The thrill-seeking, you know, world that we live in now, I don't know if it's, are people driven to, you know, be drawn to, like, disaster? Like, all these people that are going to watch the volcano, I think it's going to explode. Let's go get a closer look at that. Not that I don't matter if it's one of these super volcanoes where, you know, half the world's going to be under a cloud of dust for too long for any of us to survive. Do people understand this? I don't know. Maybe that's it. You know, maybe people are going through the rest of their life with blinders on because it's just too horrible to look at. And I think a lot of people do that, to be honest. I think they're guilty of going, I can't do this, you know. And they're probably right. You're just not as tough as the rest of us. You know, we're willing to face it because we know that our grandchildren deserve a lot better than this. Yeah. Word up, man. I don't know how much time I got left in this world, but I do know we've got some more of this artificial intelligence when you come back. Don't go away. Cats. Although I'm on a bit of a downer, one is gone. My best friend didn't know how to shut the back door all the way, and she slipped into the night. I've been saying, you know, if anybody's well equipped to make it out there, it's her. But I'm hoping she comes back. Blue, come back. I'm taking it pretty good. But you know, I've been at this living with cats for a long, long time, and I can't tell you how many I've rescued and had adopted out and buried and, you know, wept over and everything like that. But there, you know, when I saw these guys talking about how humans are the only thing capable of love, and I'm like, yeah, but humans are really the only animal capable of hate, fool. But every animal I've ever seen, I can tell they feel love. They you know, when they take a spouse, perhaps, and build a nest to have lay eggs and go after anything that tries to mess with their babies. Don't tell me that animals aren't capable of love. The difference is that theirs is unconditional, and ours comes with conditions. All right, we're up for a lot of humans. Not me. Man, I'm just not into it. 844-967-2789. But getting to this Congress and this Senate that we watched here, right? I mean, on top of watching the George Santos fiasco, he is so dead in the water that now he's like, okay, I'm not going to run again. But he's going to have a tough time staying. No, he isn't. Let's face it. The inequity in the law for people in Congress compared to the rest of us is a joke. It's a joke. Oh, well, you get a chance to fire him. Yeah, when we have an election? Crap is that, man? We all have a chance of losing our job every single day. And it might not even be our own fault. It might be one of these clowns like Trump that you have for a boss that wants cronies in there over, you know, actually getting anything done. But when you see Chip Roy come out, I mean, Republican from Texas, I want one of my Republican colleagues, to stand up and tell me, what have we accomplished? Name one thing. And basically, there's two things you've done. You've prevented a government shutdown for the second time, which is really not much of an accomplishment. You should never be in that position. And the other is obstruction, obstruction, obstruction of justice. You're allowing Trump to run you guys down. And now you got enough clowns in your own caucus that, you're going to have a hard time turning this around. So it only gets worse. It's not like I haven't been saying this for years, people, that each hour that goes by, things are going to get worse and worse and worse until, I don't know, we do something about it or something really catastrophic happens. I'm going to ask Mary in Wauwatosa what she's got for an idea.
Hi, Pizza Box. So I've got a few comments on AI. You know, like most people, I've been vaguely aware of, AI coming fast. And so I decided to try to learn more about it. So I signed on to this summit, online summit. It's called AI in Your Life, the Essential Summit. And, you know, I learned that right now from the get-go, AI is proceeding. The thrust of AI is at the hand of capitalism. But let me assure you that there are very knowledgeable advocates who are promoting, you know, that it include truth, ethic, safety, and fairness. A couple of the interviewees were from the Buddhist community. And just be assured that, you know, what do I say?
We got some freedom fighters out there trying to protect us, is what you're saying.
Yeah, it's not going to be stopped, you know.
No.
Going forward, but there are people who are going to try to, you know, just put it in, help humanity, bottom line.
Yeah, well, I think we could have been, in some ways, we have helped humanity with some artificial intelligence. But right now, we're using artificial intelligence to justify and rationalize zero intelligence at a time where, oh my God, when we need people to be making better decisions. We don't have anybody on our side. We don't have courts. We don't have legislators. We don't have a news media that seems to want to, you know, show people the truth so that we could all jump in together and try and save the world for our kids, man.
Yeah, well, I just want to assure everybody or yourself and, you know, others that, you know, there are really strong advocates, you know, trying to, put these positive elements in it. And stay tuned. It's going to be very helpful in medicine with, with the mega data in terms of diagnosing well before, medicine today can do it. And then in terms of finding remedies, it's going to be very helpful. So we just got to know that, you know, there's some really positive advocates that are involved in this.
Cool. I appreciate that information, Mary, as always, a wealth of information, and appreciate you listening. Maybe we can find a way, Mary, to put intelligence back into people's brains somehow with this artificial intelligence. But I've always thought the name was kind of like, really, artificial intelligence? That doesn't sound like a good idea. I'm thinking real intelligence is probably the best way. But we do live in a world now where it just seems like everybody's okay with convenience and entertainment for the most part. And sure, let somebody else decide what's going to entertain me and what's going to be convenient. And the hell with everything else. I'm going out, you know, comfortable. I don't know if that's comfortable, though. I mean, the American dream to me was, I do remember taking a trip up north every year and going fishing and swimming and meeting people that, you know, didn't live anywhere near any big cities was always kind of fun, you know, because I'm a small town guy too. But there was something about going up north that was just, I can't describe it. It just felt like you were free to just be who you wanted to be. And I'm talking as a little kid, but everything's changed. And we get down to where we're making decisions to take money over nature. And I'm watching it happen all over the place, whether it be expansion of, housing here. We're putting up, because there's a boom in the housing for people that have money, but not affordable housing, if you know what I mean. You're seeing neighborhoods go up all over the place. These are some big-ass houses, man. Some are condos, right? Some are duplexes. But for the most part, I'm seeing, like, you know, 2 and 3 story houses going up with 3-car garages. And so there's people that are doing really well, and then there's a whole bunch of other people that aren't doing that well. So the housing crunch, again, I got moved into my mobile home community, and it's basically going to cost me $960 a month to live where I already bought a place, right? It doesn't include my utilities, but it's not like I'm going to be blowing a whole lot of money on electricity and heat, if you know what I mean. I'm a guy that had his mom put solar on her house, you know, before she passed away, thinking more about the future than anything. And she agreed, thankfully. But we need more people to start doing that if they can. It does matter. When I look at what Trump wants to do, if he comes back, you know, he wants to run people out of the country, basically putting people in camps, right? So he's going to deportation, and then he's going to go after people. He's not going to do anything to help the country at all. And then you look at Biden, who's, you know, yeah, I will agree, he's done some pretty damn good things, okay? To continue in the civil rights, you know, region, yeah, well, we've been hearing that my whole life, right? It's easy to talk it, not so easy to walk it. But my issue with Biden is that I remember his past too much. And the reason why I remember his past too much is because he's been there a damn long time, okay? And a lot of these people that have been there for a long time, I'm just not with them because they haven't really been with me. And it's not that they're awful people. It's just that they're awful to be trying to win an election when so many people don't like them. Because they don't seem to understand. There's a real disconnect in income when people look at the world from up high and they're like, why are these people so upset? You know, we do all these things for them. And no, you don't. I mean, if you think building military installations all across the world to protect us is doing things for us, most of us just think that's outrageous and that this world should be at peace. Which brings us back to, you know, this conflict, if you want to call it that. I call it an occupation and an act of genocide by Netanyahu. And it's not playing favorites with Hamas. It's like you guys are casting that off and saying, basically deflecting everything off and then projecting onto us. When I'd like to ask you, what makes you want to support Netanyahu so much? I mean, you've heard him talk. We're listening to Trump talking like, you know, calling me leftist scum and vermin. And now, you know what? I mean, rats are like the animal rat will sacrifice its own life to protect a loved one or, you know, to rescue someone else, right? They also laugh when they're having a good time. They giggle. People think that that's nonsense. You know, when cats purr, or that doesn't mean they're happy. Oh, hell yeah, it does. Usually means they're really happy, especially when they start drooling on you and doing the claw thing and everything. I don't know where people come up with this, that humans are so much better than the rest of the animal kingdom. I think we're the worst thing that ever happened for, you know, believing that we were supposed to be the people to watch over and protect everything. That no other animal hates like man can. And so I'm watching Trump and then I'm watching Bannon, which... He was in prison, right? Or he was about to go, and then Trump pardoned him, correct?
I think so.
Yeah. So you can't even, you know, and you listen to the guy, and he's talking about, you know, encampments, and this journalist is asking him point blank, you mean you believe in you know, encampments? And, you know, oh, yeah, well, long live the white guy, right? Except for the white guy didn't come from here, man. So why do so many people think that white people, you know, like, we're the first people to come to America. We were the last ones to get here. Well, Yeah, I don't know. Maybe we got here and then we brought Native Americans over as slaves. African Americans over as slaves. So, but everybody came from different places and used to be able to move across the planet without any issues. I would have liked to go to Cairo way back in the day, right? And the University of Cairo now, I understand, has got people from all over the world, right? And that would be just like the coolest place to be. It was kind of like being at the Capitol in 2011 and 12. People from all over the world. And Wisconsin people weren't bright enough to figure out that all these people coming from all over the world to support us, and yet you didn't even support yourselves. You kept voting for Scott Walker and the Republicans. And now you're seeing what a disaster they are. And then after they do a number on you in your state house, then they go to D.C. And I'll tell you what, Fitzgerald is doing nothing but getting fat. And they come out of there multimillionaires. Then you guys give them a hero's parade when they retire. Billionaires in their space race. And we're supporting it all. Hey, what's going on, Biden? Gas was down below $3 a gallon for a while, huh? As if any president had anything to do with the price of gas, except for when they try and bring up reserves to take off the pressure when the big oil nations decide to stick it to us. And stick around. I'll stick you with one more segment of artificial intelligence. Trumpenstein is coming back. Trumpenstein 2. By the way, go to Jeff's Guitar Clinic. Yeah? Support him in Stoughton. Jeffsguitar.com. That's where you go to see all those beautiful handmade guitars. And he also does lessons. He can fix anything that's wrong with your guitar if it's sick. And he gives gift certificates. Good for all year long. So, and he also, helped me move. So
that's a plus two.
That's a pretty good guitar guy right there. I got to tell you, there's a couple more things that artificial intelligence when it comes to what's acceptable and what isn't. Alcohol versus marijuana. I mean, we used to say, they'd make a joke. Oh, you're going to go get stupid, huh? No, stupid would be sitting at the bar drinking yourself blind, not even remembering getting in your car and taking off and maybe killing somebody. So we still got that going on, where there's 24 states in America that have decided, the people might be right on this one. And in most of these states, then the alcohol abuse goes down. I was telling somebody, man, when we were in college, man, I didn't like drinking, but if we didn't have weed, oh, we're going to get drunk. Well, you're addicted. No, I just like it. Okay. Just like you guys go out and drink every single night, and I'm done with all that stuff. Now it's like marijuana doesn't even really, it just doesn't have the same effect anymore. Maybe it's because I know the world's coming to an end and I want to be a little more tuned in, even though I kind of am. Okay. When you're supporting destroying labor so that billionaires can build rockets and rocket stations and just completely wipe out the environment and the economy. Now I'm starting to think that, Yang's idea of $2,000 a month, for everybody having for like just an income to start. And then if you want to make more than that, well, you just I'll tell you what, you just add that to my SSDI every month. Oh, wait, you can't, because then I'd be making too much money. See, there's something wrong with the way this capitalism in America is set up, where you bust your ass, get nowhere, get sick, get broke down, and then at the point where, you know, you can't take anymore, like, well, hey, man, now you can work as much as you want. But it should bother you that people are in their 80s in the Congress that are being paid just a ridiculous wage for what they do on top of that. But they're also collecting their Social Security at this point. I mean, why would they? Why wouldn't they, right? We let them. 844-967-2789. You only got a few minutes left to call in this week's show. And I think I was going to, you know, maybe like pre-record a show for, you know, because, yeah, we want people to have the holiday weekend off. But I'm going to take the week off, too. I need to regroup again, and then maybe I'll use that day to go look for my cat. Take some leftover. I'm not going to do it. You going to do the turkey thing?
I don't know. I
like Martha Stewart's spray. She's turkeyed out. Turkey yep, that out. Was funny. Yeah. Well, she is funny. You should see her on some of these, like, what was it, when they were roasting Bieber. Oh, she can get down, downright nasty, man.
You'll learn a lot of that in prison. No, she was funny anyway.
Yeah, no, she's highly intelligent, too, and very, very entertaining, and you can learn a lot from her. You can learn that if you're in the Congress, you can have insider information and just say, well, I don't have anything to do with that, but if you're in the private sector like she was, you could go to prison for doing what anybody would do if they got the information. Hey, this one's about to go down. Oh, thanks, man. I think I'll sell that. What are we talking about here? That's what they do in crypto. That's why they don't like crypto either, because it's too volatile. You know, that people that aren't like known for being rich or highly intellectual or have this, you know, 5 degrees, or they aren't in the Congress, they shouldn't be able to outsmart these guys, but they do.
Like the whole GameStop thing, that was ridiculous.
Well, I know my son has done pretty well with the cryptocurrency, but, you know, every now and then, yeah, he misses out on something. But it's a lot harder now because they're using, what are they using? Artificial AI. Intelligence. These guys that have the money have robots, computers just doing all the work for them, and they're basically dictating the buy and sell points. So it's pretty risky at this point. He should have took out what he had pre-pandemic, because that's when everything started going bad for regular people when the pandemic came in. And it was by design that people with the wealth and power could take advantage of us during that time. Everybody talks about, oh, billions of dollars and billion. You forget about that. What, they say 1.1 trillion. I thought it was 2. The first giveaway to the Robin bosses and to the Bradys and to the mega church guys. And
the PPI loans.
Yeah. Yeah, and then they were forgiven like 6 months later, yet somebody that's been paying off a student loan for 30 years, you can't. No, we're not going to forgive you for getting robbed like that. We're going to pound you. Oh, and then Biden came along. Look, I hope it's not Biden versus Trump. I hope it's like two different people, but not for bad things to happen. Well, bad for Trump. I don't want anything bad to happen to Biden, but I just, come on, man. I think the guy is pretty tired. And no, I wasn't impressed with what happened between China and America this week. I mean, I think I could do a better job talking to some of these leaders. I really do. Because I have nothing to gain by trying to talk rationale with you guys. Drop the artificial intelligence and the zero intelligence for a while and meet in the middle. If there is one. No, there is no middle, man. There's only right and wrong. And we've been going wrong for a long time. But you're not going wrong when you tune into Civic Media Network, right? Hope the Badgers win tonight just because everybody's getting so down on sports. But hey, yes, my dreams have been replaced by artificial intelligence, and I'm trying to get it back now. I know a lot of dreams have been like nightmares for a lot of people. People on social media talking about all the stress they're under. Well, take it easy, man. Just remember, unplug, reset, come back again next week. We're outside the pizza box. Bad Radio, 92.7 FM, 1580 AM, right here at Solidarity Realty Studio. Thanks for filling in, Aaron. Second time was a charm.
Yeah, for sure.
All right. See you next time.